Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. We've been on a series here with Derek Prince all about curses. The title of our current teaching is Further Sources of Curses. And you know, as we've been listening to this, I've had a thought. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of friends who aren't Christians, who aren't people of faith. And I can just imagine them listening to this and saying, you know, Mansfield has lost his mind. He's turned into some kind of guy who believes that Bewitched was real, you know, that Samantha really can tweak her nose and turn her neighbor into a cat. Well, you know, we haven't lost our minds. We're simply trying to be biblical. And you know, I'm amazed at how many books and movies deal with someone living out the negative programming of the words of a parent or a coach. How many movies that have inspired us are all about people, hearing some terrible thing from someone in childhood that then becomes a fulfillment that they have to then cut off later in their life. Well, that is a curse. And we curse ourselves in so many ways. And so this series with Derek has helped us understand that curses are real, that they have real power, and they're not just a matter of our words, they're a matter of how our actions bring curses upon us. Well, I could go on about this forever because I really believe that being set free from curses can absolutely transform our lives. But let's hear from Derek himself as he continues on this important teaching, Further Sources of Curses.
This week, I'm continuing with the theme that I commenced last week, From Curse to Blessing, a theme that has the power to change the whole destiny of your life. Yesterday, I spoke about two specific causes of curses that I've found to be common. The first was persons with relational authority, persons such as husbands or fathers or teachers or pastors, who by virtue of their position have authority over others and can at times speak words against the person over whom they have authority, which words have the effect of a curse over that person's life. And I gave the example of Jacob unwittingly pronouncing a curse on his wife Rachel, who'd stolen her father's household gods. Jacob didn't know that, and when he was accused of the theft, he said, "Whoever has stolen your God, let him not live." And the next time Rachel gave birth to a child, she died in childbirth. That was the outworking of a curse. And I gave also examples of self-imposed curses, where people pronounce curses upon themselves. I pointed out how Rebecca said to her son Jacob, "If a curse comes upon you for deceiving your father, let it be on me." I pointed out that she never saw her son alive again, and that by the end of the chapter records that she was weary of her own life, a typical indication of somebody under a curse. Today I'm going to share three further causes of curses, all of which I've encountered many times. The first is persons representing Satan, persons supernaturally empowered not by God, but by Satan, persons who've cultivated the evil power of Satan in such a way that they can release it in the lives of others. We call such persons by various names, of which here is a sample: witch doctors, wizards, witches, sorcerers, mediums, clairvoyants, fortune tellers, false prophets, and so on. Now, the Bible clearly states that all who practice such things are detestable to God. Listen to what Moses said to Israel in Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 12. "Let no one be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord." Notice the list of things. I'll just pick out some. Divination, that's fortune telling. Sorcery, interpreting omens, that could be teacup reading. engaging in witchcraft, which is very wide, casting spells, a medium, a spiritist, or one who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Furthermore, those who resort to such persons expose themselves to satanic influences. Here's one example from the Bible of such a person, what we would call a witch doctor, Balaam. Israel had arrived at the borders of their inheritance. They were camped there on the borders of the territory of Moab. Balak, the king of Moab, was extremely frightened. He knew he could not defeat these people in war, so he resorted to a very typical practice in the Middle East today and in various other nations. He called for the witch doctor, the sorcerer, whose name was Balaam. And he asked Balaam to curse this people of whom he was afraid, whom he could not defeat in war. And so this is what he said in Numbers 22, 5 and 6. Look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and are settling next to me. Therefore, please come at once. Curse this people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed. Let me tell you that that's typical practice amongst primitive tribes in Africa, even to today. If they go out to war against one another, they don't go straight to battle. First of all, they get the witch doctor to pronounce a curse on the opposing tribe, because once they're under a curse, they believe they'll be able to defeat them. Now, some people would regard this as an empty superstition, but I want to point out to you that God did not regard it that way. On the contrary, he took it very seriously, and he intervened sovereignly to prevent Balaam cursing Israel and to change the curse into the blessing. And this is what Moses told Israel later in Deuteronomy 23, verses 4 and 5. The Moabites hired against you Balaam the son of Beor from Pethor of Mesopotamia to curse you. Nevertheless, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you. God took it so seriously that he stood against Balaam and turned the curse into a blessing. You see, the Bible never says that Satan has no power. That's a mistake. The Bible clearly teaches that Satan has supernatural power, but Jesus promised his disciples superior power. In Luke 10:19, he says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." The enemy is Satan, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
You know, if Derek had not included today's lecture in our series, I would have thought it was complete, but I'm so glad that he added these further sources of curses, because I needed to know that people who represent Satan, that soulish prayers and utterances and gossip, and even unscriptural covenants can all be curses in our lives. That's information that I need, and it's going to change my life, as I hope it does yours. We're not near done, though. We've got a great many things, wonderful things coming up, so stay with us as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Could some of the problems you face be the result of a curse? The clear 21st century answer is absolutely yes. In his classic book, Blessing or Curse? You Can Choose, Derek Prince uncovers the reality of curses in today's contemporary life. Chronic illness, accidents, continual financial pressure, strained relationships, and struggles that just won't go away are all possible indications of a curse at work. Step by step, Derek explains how curses start, how they operate, and how to stop them. In this book, you'll read riveting, real-life examples exposing the nature of curses in today's world, and you'll learn how to identify a curse and stop it cold. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, for only $14.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Begin a life of liberty. Choose blessings. 800-448-3261 or visit us online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. We're in a wonderful series taught by Derek Prince on sources of curses. Now, I want to tell you, because you may not be aware, that we're in something wonderful and historic here. We've just expanded this show to 30 minutes every weekday, and it gives us a wonderful opportunity to not only hear from Derek Prince and this rich archive of teaching that he left us, but it also gives us a chance to have guests and tell testimonies and have a great time reveling in the truth that God has given us. So if you're just joining us, that's what we're doing. You can also follow up on the website at derekprince.org. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get back to Derek's fascinating teaching on further sources of curses.
Don't have the impression that Satan has no power, but take refuge in this glorious fact that Jesus has given to his disciples power over all the power of Satan. Now, I want to illustrate the reality of this by a few examples from personal experience. I was for 5 years a principal of a teacher training college in East Africa, training teachers for African schools. And one of my students from a remote village told me this story. He said, in the village, two families quarreled and became very bitter against one another. So one family sent for the local witch doctor, gave him a goat as payment, and said, put a curse on the other family. And he said, all right. He took the goat. He went away and he said, I've put a curse on the son of the other family, the little son. And at midnight on a certain day, a jackal will cry in the village. And when the jackal cries, the son of that family will die. And it happened exactly that way. A jackal cried and the son died. That was the outworking of a curse. It has power. I think of another story. A friend of mine, a pastor of a church, in order to raise funds for the church, some of the members organized what they call a garden fete. And they had all sorts of entertainments and attractions to amuse people. And one of them was a fortune teller, which they regarded simply as a joke. So the pastor really didn't feel too happy about this, but he went along with the plan. And he went into the fortune teller's tent to have his fortune told. And the fortune teller said to him, your wife will get cancer. He told me afterwards his blood ran cold and his heart almost stopped beating. And you know what happened? His wife got cancer. Praise God, through prayer and faith and the help of doctors, she was ultimately healed. But you see, that man had unwittingly exposed himself to a curse from a servant of Satan, which affected his wife. Let me give you another experience of my own in Chicago some years back. I was pastoring a church. A lady came to me, told me that she'd been a spiritist medium, that she wanted deliverance. I was somewhat skeptical, but I began to pray with her and to drive out the power of Satan from her life. It was very hard going. And in the middle, I stopped and rested for a few moments. And suddenly she looked at me and she said, I see you in a car and it's wrecked against a tree. And I realized that was Satan's destiny for my life being pronounced through the lips of that woman. Thank God I was on the alert. I said, I'll never be in any car that will be wrecked against a tree. I reject that curse. It has no power over me, and I was free. But if I had said, oh, I'm going to be in a car, it's going to be wrecked against a tree, I would have accepted that curse, and it would have worked out in my life. Now, another cause of curses is soulish prayers, utterance, and gossip. Listen to what James says in chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. You see, people can talk against one another and even pray against one another. And in doing so, if they're not in the realm of the spirit, if they're in the realm of the soul, if they're in bad and evil emotions, the effect of their prayers is a curse. I was in a church some little while back where there was a group of people connected with the church, actually praying for the death of the pastor's wife. What's that? It's a curse. It was the result of bitterness and hatred and division in the church. You see, we can kill people with our tongues. Do you realize that? In Jeremiah's day, the people who opposed him said this in Jeremiah 18:18. Come and let us devise plans against Jeremiah. Come on and let us strike at him with our tongue and let us give no heed to any of his words. Do you know that many servants of God have died through being struck by the tongue of gossip and soulish utterances and prayers? That can be the source of a curse. Finally, one other source. unscriptural covenants by which people commit themselves to persons who are themselves committed to false gods. God said through Moses to Israel, you shall make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. If you make covenant with people who are in false religions and worshipping false gods, not only do you make a covenant with the people, but you make a covenant with their gods.
You know, it may not be good news that curses exist, but it is good news that once curses are in place, they can be broken. I'm so thankful for this teaching. And with me in the studio today is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries and also a passionate man of God and a man who wants to see people set free. Dick, I am fascinated by this material because I just think our generation has not known it very well, and yet it's so practical. I'm wondering if you and I could just riff a little bit, as we say, on the ways that people come under curses, because I have a feeling, you know, we're about 6 days, 7 days into this teaching. Probably some of the folks who have been with us or who have listened to it on the website are saying, man, okay, enough. I got information. Let's break this bad boy. But let's just review a little bit. Can you just, off the top of your head, with your years of experience in ministry, give us some insight into the different ways that people come under curses?
Well, you may be listening to this right now, and you may be sensing there's something operating in me right now. I've got something stirring. And the thing about curses, as we've been discussing them, and there's, of course, the general category of a wider understanding of curses, but it's a very practical thing, Stephen. It's, you know, you and I grew up in a climate, in families, any family, you run into the possibility of there being some kind of a curse that is even unwittingly laid upon somebody, even somebody that you love. It's a funny example, but my father used to say of me, when we'd be working together around the house, he'd say, Dick, you're about as handy as a frog with a watch. Now, I had no idea what that meant, but I knew it was not complimentary.
It wasn't good.
Huh? No, he was laying something on me. And, you know, that's just a very light example of something that I've labored with all my life. You know, am I handy? Am I able to do things?
You aren't going to want to go away at all, because we have got some fascinating stories of people being set free from curses that will make this teaching real. So stay with us as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Few have had a deeper appreciation of what Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection than Derek Prince. Through his teaching, countless believers around the world have learned to walk in greater levels of freedom, power, and peace because of the depth of that revelation. Now there's a Derek Prince resource that will help you better understand the fullness of your redemption in Christ. It's Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange. In The Divine Exchange, Derek brings us a complete and panoramic picture of what Jesus paid an awful price to obtain for us. Once you read it, you'll be better equipped to live more freely, more fully, and more powerfully than ever before. That's why we want you to have a copy, free and postage paid, as our gift to you. Simply call 1-800-448-3261 and request your copy of The Divine Exchange. The call and the booklet are both free. That's 1-800-448-3261. 1-800-448-3261.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Mansfield. And with me in the studio today is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries and also a passionate man of God and a man who wants to see people set free. Dick, I am fascinated by this material because I just think our generation has not known it very well.
I was thinking about an example. My father-in-law and mother-in-law, Don and Alice Basham, were ministers of the gospel, and they had a very deep spiritual understanding of spiritual warfare and of curses. But they even had an example that took place in their lives. Their youngest daughter had gotten lost when she was about 6 or 7 years old. Finally, when they found her after frantically looking for her, they grabbed her on the street when they came upon her, and they said, Laura, we were so upset about the fact that we were gone. We thought we had lost you forever, and we thought we'd never see you again. And when they said that to her, she just burst into tears and ran into the house, and they realized that what they had said to her had had a much broader impact, a much deeper impact on her than they had thought. And they actually, later on that evening, had to pray with her and kind of undo what they had said to her. Well, you may be listening right now, and you may be remembering something like that, something that somebody said over you. Maybe they said to you, you'll never amount to anything. You'll never succeed in life. You're always going to be a failure, or you will always do this or that. That really is a form of a curse, and it's very practical. It's something that you will labor under for the rest of your life unless you do something about it. And the good news is that you can do something about it. That can be reversed.
So let's just review a few other ways that people can come under curses. What you've given us as an example out of the Basham's life is what some people call a verbal curse or a word curse.
Right.
And there, I'm thinking that there may be some others that some folks will identify with. For example, it's highly possible that some moral bondage drove a family into poverty. And
sure.
That continued from generation to generation. And so even though maybe nothing was said, could be that some of our listeners are dealing with, they just look at their generation, the generations of their family line, and say, we are a people who just cannot break out of this stinking cycle of poverty. Now, other things can be part of the cause, but it can be a curse. I'm also thinking that sometimes we curse ourselves, even non-verbally, if we just believe something about ourselves. Mm-hmm. I know of a kind of a heavy set, but pretty girl who fell down on the dance floor several times at high school dances, concluded that she was clumsy. And frankly, I think the enemy built such a stronghold in her life as a result of that, that she got to the point where she could hardly even walk. She just began to believe that there was a dysfunction in her life.
Right.
So it's the negative programming that you believe. And so now, having identified a few more versions of the curse, take us in a direction of some deliverance, as some people call it, or breaking these things.
Well, it's people would think that it's a very difficult matter. It really is not. It's simply a matter of you, as you hear this, and things may be stirring in you, and this is an indication in your heart and in your spirit that something, God is doing something in you. He's turning on the light on a situation in your life that needs help. And one thing you need to remember is that God never turns on the light to hinder, but to help. So if you've had something like that, if you're aware of something, simply identify it, and in a very direct and simple way, simply say, I repudiate that thing that was said over me, or I repudiate that lie that I believed about myself, and I now renounce it in the name of Jesus. I take authority over it through the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for me on Calvary, and I now reverse the effects of that curse in my life, and I step by faith into the freedom that Jesus bought for me on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll say that, and if you'll do that, you'll be amazed. You'll begin to walk in a realm of freedom that you have not experienced up to this point. And that's where God wants to take you, friend. He wants to take you to a point where you're walking in absolute, complete freedom in Him, freedom from every curse, every negative thing that's ever been said against you, or everything that you've ever believed negatively about yourself.
That's so true. And I think it's also important for the folks who are seeking to be set free that they believe, not just repudiate the negative, but also believe what God's word says about them.
Absolutely.
The things that we are cursed with are also often perversions of truths in Scripture that we need to believe positively. So, for example, if a family has experienced nothing but a curse of poverty, there are Scriptures that guarantee a level of prosperity for the righteous. Not that they're going to be driving around in caddies or flying private jets tomorrow, but that simply there's a breaking for that stronghold.
Right.
This has been so good, Dick. Thanks for being with me.
Great to be with you, Stephen. Thank you.
We're going to continue in more of this area of ministering to people along the lines of what Derek is teaching. And you not only can catch up on the teachings that you may have missed, but also find out more about what's happening at Derek Prince Ministries, more about what's happening as the Word of God goes out into the world, and certainly more about this show on the website derekprince.org. And there's also a free resource available called The Divine Exchange, one of Derek Prince's great books that we're making available. If you'll just log on to the website, you'll find out more about it. Now listen, it's great to have you with us. For Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministry, for me, Stephen Mansfield, and all the people at Derek Prince Ministries, thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in tomorrow as The Legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Blessing or Curse, you can choose for only $14.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. When you do, don't forget to ask for your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, The Divine Exchange. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada,
Call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.